Hi, everybody. Welcome into a special edition of KVPI. Let's talk about it. Today, we have a very special guest. We have the best of the best in Evangeline Parish Schools. We have the Teachers of the Year on a district level, Elementary Teacher of the Year, Middle School Teacher of the Year, High School Teacher of the Year, the Inspirational Teacher of the Year, and Principal of the Year, all here around the KVPI microphone. And we're very pleased again to have Miss Grace Sibley, who kind of ramrodded all this for us to get them all over here. Miss Grace, thank you for joining us, and a special thanks to all of our teachers and principals for being here. Miss Grace, I'd like to begin with you, get the microphone there with you, and give us an overview and how were these teachers selected. I know it's a very complicated procedure, so kind of give us an idea at how it all took place.
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for having us here, Ms. Lane.
Okay.
Every year, Evangeline Parish School District puts it into the hands of all teachers to select the school teacher winners. And it's a wonderful process. We think it's a fair process. And once the winners are chosen, then we have each winner to meet at the Technology Center so that we can give them an overview of what to anticipate both on the local, district, and state level. And we go through the entire process. It's wonderful. We have intensive training. We get our nationally board certified teachers involved, and they help me to share the expectations of the impact that we're looking for and the requirements. Basically, there are five quick things that I'll tell you. We're looking for people who can show themselves to be leaders, learners, collaborators with their colleagues, and who involve parents, families, and community in this process. Once this is done, then everyone has to go before a group of 13 judges, wonderful judges, who give up their times to be with us and to interview. And I think is it intimidating or is it interesting? Come on, guys. Is it interesting? Okay, can somebody tell us about the judging process? How did you feel when you were?
I felt that the judging process was very interesting because, and different this year, however, when we walked into the room with the judges, all of the judges had on a mask. So we did not identify who they were. And that, being that we were so nervous from the beginning, that kind of calmed us down, it relaxed us, because we didn't see them. So we didn't know who they were.
And they were comical masks. Let me introduce the group for you. First of all, we have our Elementary Teacher of the Year, Ms. Sarah LaFleur Bergeron. And then we have the Middle School Teacher of the Year, who just spoke, Ms. Lisa Celestine Jack. We have Mr. Nicholas Jagno, who's our high school winner. And you'll hear him in a little bit. And we made a new category. Because the score was so close, I think we were 1 point different, the judges elaborated extensively on what to do. It was close not to do something different. So a new category was decided upon, and it was called the Inspirational Award. And that was given to Miss Erica Landreneau Fontenot from Bayou Chico Elementary. And Erica won that. And she is just awesome, and we're happy to have her along with the three school winners. We also have our Principal of the Year, Miss Melanie Miller from Bill Platt High School, and they're all giving a shout out right now. I wish you guys could see us, because it's a wonderful mix. It's just a beautiful group. Right now, I'm doing all the talking, and I'm going to lend it over to them.
Thank you very much, Miss Grace, for giving us the overview. And I'd like to begin right now with, I think I had the opportunity of doing an interview with her a few months ago, and she's doing a fine job over at Ville Platte High. She was selected as Principal of the Year by her peers. So congratulations, Miss Melanie Miller. Melanie, welcome back to our KVPI microphone.
Thank you, and thanks for having me again.
Okay, let me see if I can get your microphone to work again. Okay. So, Melanie, how many years have you served as principal at Ville Platte High?
This is my second year, and what a wonderful year it's been.
And how have you been received by the students and by the faculty and by the school personnel, Melanie, you've been here?
I've received so much support, not only from the students and the faculty, but from the community. Everyone has pitched in to really make Ville Platte High School roll, and we've been rolling.
That is great. So let's find out a little bit about your personal life, Melanie. Where are you from? Tell us a little bit of information about your family.
I'm actually from a big place called LeBeau, Louisiana, not far from here. Graduate from North Central High School there in LeBeau. Mm-hmm. Texas Southern University in Houston and Southern University for my master's. I'm engaged to be married. We'll be married in June.
Wow.
Thank you. 4 children, all grown. My youngest is in college now on the track team at UL. And 2 grandchildren.
That is great. That is great. So I wanted to ask you, why do you feel, where do you get your inspiration, or what is your methodology to be the best principal around? So how do you get your inspiration, or why do you think the judges selected you as principal of the year, Melanie? What are some of your strengths?
Well, my inspiration comes from my students. Looking at them in the face and watching them walk across the stage receiving their diploma. That inspires me every morning, and it moves me to give them every opportunity that they can to succeed.
That's great. And you've gotten the support from your fellow teachers and from the students as well, haven't you?
Yes, and I want to also say, not only my teachers who are, I want to say they are the best staff around, Ville Platte High School staff. The students, I tell them all the time that they're the best students, but also from the superintendent and his staff. They give so much support. If we need something, it's a phone call away. And if he can't do it, he'll find a way to do it. And so he's just awesome, and I love working for him. Also the community, just reaching out to the different businesses in the community. They've been so helpful to us, and it just helps us move. And Ville Platte High School had the highest school performance score in the history of Ville Platte High School this year, and I'm so proud of them, and I just thank everyone for being involved in that.
Ville Platte High has really turned around, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's amazing. We have a school newspaper now. It's back, thanks to Mr. Nicholas Jagno, called the Paw Prints. We release it twice a month. The school newspaper, we have a digital media department, as we talked about earlier, starting the robotics club, and looking forward to move into STEM next year. So now, a lot of things coming.
Now, for those who are ignorant like me, what does STEM stand for?
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So we have an awesome science department. We have a dual enrollment now for our science. And we started with the technology this year with the digital media. And, of course, our math scores were the highest in the parish. I have to say that. Awesome math teachers. But the engineering part we missed. So with the help, again, the support of our superintendent and his staff, Mr. Lombus especially, we're sending teachers to get trained at LSU this summer to teach pre-engineering courses in coding. So I'm so excited, and we're actually going to be partnering with Cabot, who's going to send some engineers in. It's very exciting, and I look forward to it.
All kinds of great news, and you're the inspiration, Miss Melanie. Everyone looks up to you, and congratulations on doing a fine job at Ville Platte High, and congratulations from all of us at being selected Principal of the Year.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I want to turn the microphone back over to this side, and if we can get the microphone over to this young lady right here. And I'm talking with Erica Landrino Fontenot from Bayou Chico, who won the Inspirational Award. Congratulations, Erica.
Thank you so much.
I want you to find out a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your personal life and your family.
I am the daughter of Robert and Donna Landrino. Robert Landrino, the retired police chief, and Donna Landrino, the retired teacher of 36 years in Evangeline Parish. I am married, and we reside in the big community of Lance Gris, Louisiana. Yeah, three pastures wide. I've been teaching now for 18 years.
18 years, wow. And you are a second generation educator.
Yes, sir.
Did you always want to be in education all of your life, or did that come later in your life?
I'm one of those that actually, at the age of 10 years old, wanted to be a teacher, and I never looked back. I did want to, you know, look at wildlife and fisheries because I'm very much an outside person, but I've always wanted to be a teacher to help those that struggle and to, you know, show them things in ways that I've learned little tricks of the trade to help them to be a better student.
Looking back at your life and at that tender age of 10 years old that you wanted to become a teacher, was there a teacher in your life that inspired you to say, I want to be like him or her?
Besides my mother.
Besides your mom.
Gotta give her some props.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Miss B. Johnson was an amazing, still an amazing teacher, to come out of retirement several times over, and just what an awesome science teacher she was. And just, I've always wanted to teach math and science, and to this day, that's what I do. I've sailed aboard a ship, the Nautilus, with Dr. Bob Ballard, the discoverer of Titanic. And wow. It's you know, scaled a volcanic caldera in college, and I've just always gone into the sciences. Love it.
Looking back at your personal life at home, I'm sure you saw your mom work many, many extra hours. So you saw what she went through, and you wanted to basically be like her.
Yeah, she tried to talk me out of it. Endless hours of grading papers, you know, feed us kids supper and go back to grading papers. I knew what I was getting into with that. And to this day, you know, wake up at 5 in the morning and start your day with around the computer with Google Classroom and doing the same thing I saw my mother do, minus the Google Classroom. And it's endless hours, but I love it.
Education has changed a lot with technology, hasn't it, Erica?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you like it?
I do, but I still see the need for pencil and paper a lot of times, especially with the math and, you know, solving problems. You need that paper to be able to work through the equations.
Well, fantastic. And congratulations, Erica, on being selected that inspirational award.
Thank you so much.
And let me go back over to the other side and welcome to the KVPI microphone once again, and who's no stranger. He's been here in the past, in a past life. He had a DJ name, if I remember it correctly. Was it Nick Dangerous?
It was Nick Dangerous.
Nick, can you believe that?
That's it.
Nick Dangerous,
and
wow.
The Dangerous Alternative, right here on KVPI Radio from 11 to midnight on Saturday nights.
When everybody was asleep, no telling what he was playing on the air.
Wow.
So congratulations, Nicholas Jagneau, selected as High School Teacher of the Year. Nick, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, for those who don't know you, a little bit about your personal, your family life.
So I'm married to Anne Christine Jagneau. We have one daughter, Anne Catherine. She's currently at grad school at LSU. But the entire family is in education. So I've got two brothers. They both are teachers. Their two wives are both teachers.
Wow.
And my mom was a teacher. So we have, and my great aunt Grace, who taught at Ville Platte High School for so long, was also a teacher. So we had education that runs through the family. And when we get together for family get-togethers, it's just family business is all that gets talked about.
Have you always wanted to be a teacher?
No.
Wanted to be a DJ, right?
A DJ was fun, but DJ wasn't going to pay enough, Mark. I'd have to get a full-time job to do that. What I wanted to be actually was a journalist. And I started out actually in journalism. And then I met Anne Christine, my wife, was from Belgium, and she was here teaching
French.
So how did
you meet?
We met at a crawfish boil.
Crawfish boil?
Yeah, she thought I was a little obnoxious when she met me the first time. But then I won her over.
There you go. So with your charm, yes.
With my charm, that's exactly right. So, you know, by the second visit, she kind of warmed up to me.
Speak French well back then as well?
No, I didn't speak French.
There was a language barrier?
No, because she's really good. She's gifted with languages, and so she spoke English well. I was kind of hoping that the language barrier would be helpful to me. That way, you know, she wouldn't understand everything that I say.
Didn't work out.
She spoke English really well. I didn't speak any French when we first met. But when we did meet and we fell in love, it was one of those strokes of God's grace. Absolutely. I think he put us together without a doubt.
That is so awesome.
And I was in journalism, but she was going to want to go back to Belgium every summer.
So you were still in college when y'all
Yes. Met? Yeah. Well,
so you in other words, you weren't a reporter. You were still in school.
I was still in school. Yes, I had actually worked at the Gazette I was parish editor at the Gazette when I was 19.
Okay.
And then I looked at my paycheck and I was like, "Boy, if I had a degree, I could probably earn more money." So I was go back to school for the degree. But when we met and I knew she was going to want to go back to Belgium every summer, and then I was like, "Well, I don't want my wife going back to Belgium without me every summer. I can be a teacher, right? And then we could go back together." But I took the idea of journalism, which is writing about history, and I combined those two loves, which is journalism is all about. And so I decided to go back and become an English teacher and a social studies teacher. So my first jobs in the parish, in Evangel Parish, were teaching English, and then I moved into social studies. Coaches all want to teach social studies. Nothing against coaches. I have two brothers who are coaches, but they were taking my social studies spot. So I had to start out in English, and then I moved into social studies, and then about 5 years ago, I moved into French.
So what made you decide to go away from journalism to become a teacher?
To get those summers, to go back with my wife, and then, you know, eventually we'd have a family, and then we'd go back as a family to Belgium, and so that was the motivating factor. However, what I discovered was, in moving into education, that's really where God gave me the gift.
Good.
Not that I would have been a bad journalist. I don't think I would have been. But I think that the gift he gave me really was to move into the classroom and work with teenagers primarily. I don't think I could not do below ninth grade. That just wouldn't be for me.
What kind of feeling comes over you? And I like to ask this question to all of the teachers and principal. Is there a special feeling that comes over you? And I've had teachers tell me that when you can see it in a student's eyes when you can reach that student and it gets through to them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and everybody's shaking their heads around me.
I want to get that feeling. Yeah. What kind of feeling comes over you, Nick, when you can go one-on-one with that student and they're getting it? They know what you're trying to tell them, and it's coming through them.
The only thing that I can compare it to is, you know, people who have children. When you see your children accomplish something,
yeah.
Really, from a teacher's perspective, that's how you feel about your students. Yes. It's not some kind of, I'm here for a job and I'm just providing a service. But really, these are my kids, right? And I want my students in my classroom to succeed as much as I want my daughter to succeed. And when I see that happening, it makes me proud, not for me because I did a good job. It makes me proud for them,
right?
Because they've actually got it. And it's something that can never be taken away from them.
Yeah.
They're going to have it forever now. Yeah. It's theirs.
All right. Is there a particular teacher that really impacted you, Nick?
You know, it's hard to pin down one particular teacher because I've been blessed to have so many good teachers. I wasn't lucky enough to have Ms. Donna when I was in high school, but I had other good teachers while I was there as well. So I really had a lot of really good teachers. But if I had to pick one, it'd have to be my fifth grade teacher at Karen Crow Catholic Elementary and Miss Angel. I mean, I'll never forget the day that I wanted to know what was inside of a baseball. And so she let me spend the afternoon, taking apart a baseball while she taught a lesson, and I got to take apart a baseball and find out what was inside a baseball. And I mean, and I'll never forget that because she allowed me to experience something, learn at my own pace, something that interested me. And so it's a sense of wonderment that you want to open up in your students. And that's one example that I can go back to.
Fantastic. Well, good. Thank you for sharing that with us, Nick. Let me turn the microphone over now to Miss Lisa Celestine Jack from Vidrine. And Miss Lisa, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
And you have been selected as Middle School Teacher of the Year. So tell us a little bit about your personal and your family life.
Okay, well, I am a native of Mamou, Louisiana. I come from a very large family, Celestine family there. I have six brothers and two sisters. I am a single mother of four. One live in Colorado, one live in Georgia, one is at Louisiana Tech, and then my baby girl, whom we came the other day, she's Vidrine fifth grade teacher, student of the year, so I came to an interview with her here the other day, which is the cream, she's the cream of our crop. She's our cream, she keep me on my feet. I am also a second time recipient of Evangeline Parish Teacher of the Year. It was 2016. Mm-hmm. I was selected Evangeline Parish Teacher of the Year, and
wow,
I love being holding that title of to represent all of the teachers in this parish. We have awesome teachers, and I'm glad to be, you know, selected as one of those.
Okay, well, going back, is there a point in your life where you wanted to become a teacher, or did that come later in life for you?
It came later in life for me. I was actually working at a prison, and from there, yes.
Change of pace.
And from there, I could remember Miss Cheryl Tisenot, who's now a middle school supervisor. She needed a substitute teacher, and I took that spot, and I said, this is my place.
Wow.
So I did that with her, and then I went into the prison because I was working at Bazille, and I started working with the GED programs there, and I started helping and having some of the inmates graduate there. So I said, okay, this is it. This I knew that this was my calling. So I went back and completed my degree, and here I am. And then along with that, last year, I completed my school leader's license. I have my master's, so I am now ready to move into principalship.
Fantastic. Well, that is great. And I want to ask basically the same question to you, Lisa. Was there one teacher that impacted you or that touched you that you they said, maybe one day I'd like to be just like her or him?
Well, Miss Elaine Noel, she was my sixth grade teacher, and I could remember walking into her classroom, and she would say, I mean, everything was just in place in her room. And she would say, the way things are set up in here, that's the way I want your minds set up. I want you organized and ready. And I would look around, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, she is awesome. But I never thought that, you know, I would be that educator. She just inspired me so much so, just being in her classroom. And then, of course, Miss Cheryl with the Mamou Upper, she would always tell us, I can. You know, yes, you can. That was our motto. So she was my inspiration also.
Miss Cheryl's always been so positive, positive
definitely,
person.
Yes, definitely.
Well, congratulations again, Miss Lisa.
Thank you.
And let me turn the microphone over to Miss Sarah LaFleur Bergeron from James Stevens Montessori School, selected as this year's Elementary Teacher of the Year. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
And I think I almost caused a heart attack because right before we went on the air, I kind of fooled all of the teachers here and said we're going live, and she and among others were kind of were not very happy with me when I told them that, but I think she's okay now. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about your personal life and your family life.
I'm from Grand Prairie, and I'm married to Jason Bergeron, and we're actually expecting our first child right now.
Congratulations!
Thank you. Due in July.
Yeah, good.
Due in July. A little boy. So we're very excited about that. I've been teaching for 5 years. I graduated from McNeese State University and taught in Calcasieu Parish for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then transferred here whenever my husband and I got engaged. So I've been in Evangeline Parish for 2 years at James Stevens Montessori. And it's been a very interesting and very fun ride coming to Evangeline Parish, and especially at the Montessori school where...
You like working at the school?
I do. I enjoy it. It's a challenge for me working with first and second graders together because I have them both in my ELA classroom, which is interesting to see.
It must be an experience to have all these young children and to keep them focused and learning things at the same time. But yeah, apparently you're succeeding.
One thing that I find in my classroom that I use to help keep them engaged is activities where they can listen, speak, and move around a lot, because those little kids need to get that energy off. And so I use, you know, whole brain strategies where they get to talk to each other and do movement, and I give them plenty of time to work with each other as well.
Sure, they're not sitting at a desk all day.
Oh, no, I have tables and teams, and we do partners activities and team activities and whole group activities where they get to walk around the room and interact with one another.
Did you always want to become an educator, Sarah, or is that came later in your life?
I mean, as long as I can remember, I've wanted to be a teacher. You know, growing up, I remember playing school after school with my books and my workbooks. You know, with my friends, we would play school and play teacher, and that's always been a dream of mine and a passion.
Was there a special teacher that comes to mind that really touched you?
Miss Debbie Guillory was my eighth grade teacher at Grand Prairie Elementary, and she was just so inspiring in the way that I knew how much she cared for us, and I could feel that love from her for her students, and I feel like that really inspired me how much she felt for us to want to be that person for a kid one day.
And I want to ask a question to you and to all of the teachers as we wrap up our special show. What is it about a teacher? If I would ask you, in your opinion, define the word teacher. What does the word teacher mean to you?
That's a hard one, because teacher means so many things. It means caregiver, you're a leader, you're a nurse, you're a parent, you're
cheerleader,
counselor. It's a lot of roles that you take on.
And if I may add.
Sure.
And this is Melanie Miller from Vilpat High. One thing that I tell my teachers all the time, kids don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So caring is number one for teachers.
Kids can really tell if you're really honest.
Absolutely.
Or if you're phony.
Absolutely.
They can really tell.
Absolutely.
Teaching has changed so much.
It has.
Because, you know, when I was in school way back when, this is Grace Sibley. When I was in school, we were used to desks and chairs. Now, my definition of a teacher is a facilitator of inquiry, because the teacher sparks the children's interest and make them explore, and they investigate. They have to experiment. It's just such a wonderful thing to walk into a classroom. And that's what I love about all of these teachers. I want to put a plug in for them. The three teachers of the year have done a phenomenal rendition of making videotapes that are on YouTube right now.
Are they?
They're available for site, and they're just wonderful. We're going to use them as teaching videos in the district, because they're just that awesome. And all of them are showing that the students are actually doing a lot of the work. The teacher's just walking around facilitating and redirecting them, asking them pertinent questions. So it's just wonderful to see how different teaching has become.
Yes, this is Lisa Celestine-Jack, and I just want to piggyback off from what Ms. Grace was saying about facilitating. That's the way I define myself, as a facilitator, because, and I do agree when you said, someone said about reaching the students.
Yes.
You have to reach them before you can teach them, because if we don't reach them, they are not listening to a word.
They are not learning.
And by us facilitating, if we reach them, then if we say, okay, look back or think back or look at it another way, then they will look at you and say, oh, okay. But if we didn't reach them, they will not hear a word, and you won't get any work. You won't get any collaboration. You won't get any great writings, what we are looking for.
It's not about the book, it's the
hook. No, it's about the hook. That's right, I like that.
Anybody else? Okay, Erica, your definition of a good teacher.
a good teacher follows the ABCs, and it's you have to be an acrobat sometimes. You have to be a bouncer, you have to be a counselor, you have to be everything, and you have to have the zeal with the Z the next day to get up and do it again, no matter how your day went. There are good days and there are bad days in whatever profession you have. And to come to school and to see the light bulb on the students and the willingness to work and to work with others and to have, you know, sit there and have stand up and almost have an argument, math discourse over the fact that they are now reteaching and teaching a kid who didn't understand how to do something whenever you had just explained it, but now they can come back and reteach it to them. That's when the light bulbs just shoot off, and that's when the teachers can just dance in the classroom.
Makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Nick, any closing comments or your definition of a teacher?
Definition of a teacher, I want to go to the definition of education.
Okay.
And the meaning of education. Education is to build from within. So an educator really helps the students to build themselves from within, so to speak. You know, we can say things from the outside, but it's getting back to what everyone else said. We have to reach them and sort of get them to want to build themselves up. And I do think that, unfortunately, there is a trend, and it's been a long time that this is trend, so maybe it's current state of affairs, is to think that the job of schools is to build good workers. And you can't get good workers. What we need are good people. And really what we need for schools to do is to find a way to have students be instructed from the inside and not simply gather a set of skills, because then if you don't have good people, you don't have good citizens. If you don't have good citizens, you don't have good workers. And I hate to see this whole idea where some people who think that we should just teach skills and then get them out and get them into the workforce, but then you're missing people who are not human. And I think that there is, I'm in the humanities and the languages, and I taught English and I taught history, but really the humanities are what we are. We're human. Mm-hmm. The sciences are what we do. And to make good scientists, we need good humans. And that's, to me, good teachers need to worry about building the person.
Very good. That's a perfect way to end our special program today. We want to thank all of our very special guests, and they include Sarah LaFleur-Bergeron from James Stevens Montessori, Lisa Celestine Jack from Vidrine, Nicholas Jagneau from Villeplante High, Erica Landrino Fontenot from Bayou Chico, and Miss Melanie Miller, Villeplante High principal. And Ms. Grace Sibley, I want to thank you again for bringing all these wonderful teachers, for coming over here, so sharing these wonderful teachers with our listening audience. It has been truly an experience. And Ms. Grace, I'd like to turn over to any closing comments that you'd like to make.
I just want to say we have an awesome team over here.
We do.
As we do in the district. Ms. Melanie said it well. It starts from the top. The superintendent has been wonderful. He has attended our sessions. We have had a lot of training meetings, and he and Mr. Mike Lombos have just been there with us. And the principals in the district are wonderful. We have an excellent group of supervisors, the best teachers ever. It was so difficult to pick a winner this year, because in every category, we had everyone who literally fit the top. And we want to invite everyone for our celebration on May 7th. Oh, I thought you said, okay, May 7th at 6 o'clock. It's going to be at Villeplante High School's auditorium. Our theme this year is Star Teachers Rock. Star is super terrific, amazingly resourceful. Our super terrific, amazingly resourceful teachers rock. They reach out to cultivate knowledge. And I think that's what has been said today. That's a good summation of what we said. It's going to be rocking. We want you to come out. If you want, Miss Erica's doing the horn. If you want to come out and have fun, please remember May 7th. We have gifts for everybody. We're going to have this place lighted up. And Villeplante High School will shine like it hasn't shined in a long time. So we want the community to come out Afterwards, we'll be going to Cajun Catfish and Steakhouse for a meal with our honorees. So we want the public to show support. We love you guys. A shout out to all.
Oh, yay! Wonderful. Great, great interview. Thanks again for all of you for coming by here at KVPI. You've been listening to a special Evangeline Parish School Board interview show brought to you as a service of KVPI. Thank you very much.